This is Poetry from Studio 47. Welcome. Today's poet is Robert Burns. Known affectionately as Robbie Burns and sometimes as the National Bard, he was born on January 25, 1759, in Alloway, Scotland. His father, William Burns, was a self-taught farm laborer and tried to educate his son as best he could. In need of work, the family moved to Mount Oliphant. The work on this farm was hard, and the money came even harder. It was during this time that Robbie Burns developed a permanent stoop from the, quite literally, back-breaking labor that he was doing as a child. At a local school, he eventually learned Latin, French, and mathematics. He also learned how to love words and how to read music. These two skills would change his life. In his early 20s, and trying to make a profession for himself, Burns wrote a volume of poetry called Poems Chiefly in the Scottish Dialect. It would become known as Kilmarnock, and it made Burns wildly famous throughout all of Scotland. When he arrived in Edinburgh, for example, he was greeted with enthusiasm, respect, and awe. Here was a writer who embraced not only Scottish stories, but also the Scottish dialect. He gained some financial independence because of this and bought a farm just outside of Dumfries. He quickly gave up farming, though, to write full-time. He wrote many poems and essays over his lifetime, including A Red Red Rose, Tam O'Shanter, Poems and Songs, and Auld Lang Syne, which I suspect is something you sing, or attempt to sing, every New Year's Eve when the clock strikes midnight. That song, you see, is in the Scottish dialect. Auld Lang Syne means old long since, or, put another way, in times gone by. Because of his love of music, Burns also collected lyrics and folk songs that were in danger of being forgotten. He was known for his outspoken political beliefs, not least of which his support of the American Revolution. For the Scottish, he quickly became a national hero and icon. In failing health, he passed away on July 21, 1796, in Dumfries. He was 37 years old. Our poem for today is called Address to a Haggis. This particular poem is recited for something called Burns Night that takes place every January 25th. This, of course, is the birthday of Robbie Burns. All across Scotland, and indeed all across the world, people gather for a large dinner where glasses of whiskey are raised, and the work of this poet is recited with gusto. I have to admit, it's a lot of fun. This usually takes place in a large hall. A host welcomes everyone to the feast, grace is said in the Scottish dialect, and then a large haggis is marched in, usually with bagpipes blaring. After the haggis is presented, the host ceremoniously cuts it with a sword or dagger, and then recites, from memory, Robbie Burns's poem, Address to a Haggis. At this point in the show, I would normally read that poem for you. However, today, we have a very special guest who will be doing that for us. I'm delighted to introduce Mr. Brian Shaw, who will recite Address to a Haggis in the Scottish dialect. Brian, welcome to Poetry from Studio 47. I know you've been involved with Burns Night celebrations for many years. Could you tell us a bit more about haggis, what it is, and why it's important?
Thanks for having me on the show, Patrick. Let's talk about Burns Night. Burns Night are celebrated around the world, not only by large groups in large halls, but sometimes in a small setting as someone's parlor or living room where there may be 4 to 6 people. They'll still have the traditional dinner, the traditional settings, and read poems, and maybe even sing a few songs, depending on how many drams of whiskey they've had. Burns and haggis go together, because Burns elevated the haggis to a higher level because he sometimes said, when that's all you've got, it's really important. And if you can imagine, long before refrigeration is when you slaughtered an animal, you kept and used every part. And haggis is traditionally a sheep's stomach, stuffed with whatever you may have on hand, oatmeal, beef suet, some of the parts that weren't all that pretty when you were butchering an animal. And then you boiled it in the pouch for 4 or 5 hours, and it became quite odoriferous in your abode. And that's why Burns took that and said, it's not a meal. It's sustenance. It's all you've got. So enjoy it and treat it with respect. So what I'd like to do is take his famous poem, Address to a Haggis, and read that for you in the best brogue I can add to some of the embellishments. And if you can picture that you're at a formal dinner enjoying this, usually a cappella, sit back. Fair fay your honest sonsy face, great chieftain o' the puddin' race, abound the eye, yet take your place, pinch, tripe, or therm, Weel, are you worthy of a grace, as long's my arm? The groaning trencher there you fill, your hurdy's like a distant hill, your pin would help to mend a mill in time of need. Well, through your pores, the dew distills like amber bead. His knife, see, rustic labor, Dick, and cut you up with ready slight, trenching your gushing entrails bright like ony ditch. And then, oh, what a glorious sight, warm, reeking, rich. Then horn for horn, they stretch and strive, they take the hindmost underdrive, till all the wee small Celts belive are bent like drums. Then old Giedman maced, like the rive, bethink it hums. Is there that o'er a French ragout, or olio would start a sow, or fricassee would make her spew with perfect scunner, looks down with sneerful, scornful view on sick a dinner? Poor devil, see him o'er its trash, as feckless as a withered rash, his spindle shank, a gibwit lash, his knave a knit, through bloody flood or field to dash, oh how unfit. But mark the rustic haggis fed, the trembling earth resounds his tread, clapping his wally knave a blade, he'll make it whistle, and legs and arms and heads will sned, like taps of a thistle. Ye powers who make mankind your care, and dish em out your bill of fare, old Scotland wants nay skink and ware that jumps and luggies, but if you wish her grateful prayer, give her a haggis.
Poetry from Studio 47 is hosted and curated by Patrick Hicks. This episode was recorded at Augustana University and produced by Peter Folliard. Thank you for listening.